Hold on. There we go. Okay, David. How are you feeling?
Well, people keep asking me, am I angry? I'm just sad and I'm hugely disappointed. And, you know, I was looking forward to, well, we're hard at work. I'm sat here looking at a lot of leaflets, which will now not be delivered. We're out, going to go out door knocking tonight. We're well into the campaign. We think we've got a really good message. We think we're doing very well, and all of a sudden the rug's been pulled away from under us.
Yeah. Do you know exactly, have you had much communication with Tim Farron and the Liberal Democrat headquarters over exactly why you've been
sacked? No, I haven't. I haven't officially heard. I only heard through the press that I'd been suspended from the party. I've got a phone call from the I'm a national candidate's office telling me that what had happened, what the decision was. But no, I've heard absolutely nothing at all other than that.
And so you've been suspended from the Liberal Democrats. Do you intend to carry on as a councillor in Bradford?
Most definitely, yes. Yeah. I am a councillor, whether I'm a Lib Dem councillor or not. I'm still a councillor. I was elected for 4 years, and I will do at least my full 4 years and represent the people who elected me.
And I suppose, finally then, David, do you have anything to say to your critics at the moment who are kind of raising these issues over anti-Semitism? Is there anything you want to refute?
Yeah, so what I would say to them, and somebody who's anti-Semitic is somebody who is hostile towards the Jews because they are Jews. I have never, ever made one single derogatory comment about any member of the Jewish community that was not related to something being done in Israel and the occupied territories against Palestinians. It's very, very specific. It's not generalized. It's not racist. It's not anti-Semitic. I am a liberal and could never be those things. And I will continue, as a Liberal Democrat or not, to speak up for the Palestinians and to fight for their cause.
There are some on social media, I've been looking on Twitter particularly today, there's lots of people suggesting that perhaps your take on Palestine is a bit of an electioneering in terms of trying to win over perhaps your heavily sort of Muslim constituency.
Well, of course, they always say that, but pandering to the Muslims, I've had all of that. It was, in fact, the Muslim community and the leaflets which said I hate, David Ward hates Muslims, that stopped me getting elected. Mm. But they will say that I'm pandering. But I have to tell you, when I look at the majority of the meetings that we had in the House of Commons about Palestine, the vast majority, and I'm talking about 80-odd percent of the people attending them, were white. When I go to the local Palestine Solidarity Campaign meetings, here in Bradford, it's white people who are often Christians who feel very strongly about this, but it is certainly not pandering in any way to Muslims or members of the Asian community.
Mm. Do you have any idea, it may be a bit soon to ask this question, is there anyone you'd like to see stand as the candidate in Bradford East instead of you?
Well, we don't know. I mean, this is new territory. We don't know whether the party will impose somebody, whether anybody locally will want to stand. You know, we're all feeling very, very battered and sore about this. And it's difficult to know what direction things will go. This is all new territory.
Okay, thank you, David. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you for getting in touch. Bye-bye now.
My pleasure, Matthew. Okay, bye.